happiest of Fridays to all Hank fans and family that choose to celebrate it.
It's why we love today.
I love it.
Yeah, that guy's back. Yesterday was not so great. Today, 12th day, the 9th month of 2025. We're 255 in, 110 left to go. 10 days until fall falls. Get your equinoxes ready. 49 until Halloween. 53 until daylight saving time ends. It is National Chocolate Milkshake Day.
It's going to bring all the boys to the yard. Dang Skippy on that.
I mean, weather permitting, I think that could happen. Oh, okay. Well, that's it. We didn't get very far into the show today, did we?
So here's the thing.
Here we are. There's a thing about this?
Well, yeah.
Hold on, folks.
America.
Amen, sir.
Well, yeah, I mean, my son just had a tonsillectomy, so we've literally had a buffet of ice cream.
There you go.
4, 5, maybe 6 different varieties, and now he's healing.
Yeah.
So we don't get ice cream on tap all the time anymore. I'm having some feelings about this.
Yeah, milkshake is just a nice little version of ice cream when it comes down to it. I suggest this should happen today. It is National Video Games Day.
I'm a serious gamer, brah.
I think that should happen today, too. National Day of Encouragement.
Go you.
Yeah, you. You first.
Uh-huh.
You do you.
That's right.
Get a milkshake.
Honey, I believe in you.
In fact,
make good choices.
Tomorrow is 7-Eleven Bring Your Own Container Day.
Yeah. I like big buckets. See? That gal knows how it's done. My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard. I like big buckets.
That was the weirdest mashup in the history of this radio station. You're welcome.
And that is saying something.
Yeah, but we made the promo later in the day. It is Alligator Awareness Day.
Mm.
Every day is Alligator Awareness
Day. Or just go to Cruise Night. I mean, they've got alligator right there on the menu.
National Hug and High Five Day.
Mm. You want to do both?
Nope.
Come on, bring it in. Let's hug. High five.
We're going to handshake, though, later today. International Crochet Day.
Yay. Not in my skill set.
On this date in history, 1953, Massachusetts Senator John F. Kennedy marries Jacqueline Lee Bouvier. Oh,
they're so in love.
On this date in television. In fact, today is like one of the biggest dates in the history of TV to debut things. I don't know if anything. Do we debut things on TV anymore?
Does that even happen? I was looking at the Emmy nominations.
Is there a streaming release today? What drops? So
I don't even know where to watch these shows.
1954. You and my dad. Lassie premiered on this date in 1954.
Thanks, girl.
We were talking yesterday about how construction workers saved a kid out of a burning building with a trampoline, just like the cartoons.
Yeah.
This also gave us a disproportionate trust in believing that dogs could save us if we fell down a well.
Yeah, I don't.
Don't hedge your bet. It's a nice idea, and we hope it worked out for everybody.
My dog Hank might have something. Lola,
you know they would get so over it in about 30 seconds and move on with their day.
But I know.
Debuting on TV on this date, 1966.
Here we come.
Four actors didn't know each other. Selected to perform a pop band based on the Beatles, and it worked. The Monkees.
It's for the baby sisters of the Beatles fans. I want my own band.
Also, 1970, Josie and the Pussycats. That debuted on CBS Saturday mornings. Thank you very much. 1978, Taxi debuts on ABC.
Ooh, Tony Danza.
And then Cartoon Land. 83, Inspector Gadget debuts. Underrated. G.I. Joe debuts in 83. And then I remember this morning vividly. 1992. You go to turn on all your good NBC cartoons. And there's this show with real humans on it.
Heresy.
Saved by the Bell. Which later, I turned the corner on, but it killed the Saturday morning cartoon. This is weird music to play when I'm also on this date in 2003, Johnny Cash, we lost him.
Oh.
I didn't think this out. That might also make the promo. Okay, on this date tomorrow, a couple musical birthdays. 1931, born in Saratoga, Texas, the great George Jones. On this date in radio history tomorrow, happy birthday tomorrow in 1960 to the Plugola Payola Act. Fun for us.
Yeah.
We can't accept your gifts.
A lot of layers there.
And tomorrow, on this date tomorrow, the Beatles, happy birthday, released yesterday. Tomorrow.
Happy birthday to happy
tomorrow.
Birthday. Can we say
for yesterday.
That?
Okay. Tomorrow for yesterday.
All right.
Elsewhere, today is 19 Jaden Federline, so I guess the support really did run out for K-Fed.
Yeah, that's Britney Spears' baby. He's the little one.
Sydney Sweeney is 28 today. There you go. Kelsey Ballerini, 32. Amy Rossum, actress, 39. Jennifer Hudson, 44. Former Texan NBAer Yao Ming, 45. He's very tall for his age. Ruben Studdard, 47.
Velvet Teddy Bear was not his name on the idol. Sorry.
I didn't know him in college.
Okay.
2 Chainz is 48. Jennifer Nettles, a Sugar Land, 51 today. And comedian Louis C.K. is 58. Tomorrow, Niall from One Direction is 32.
He's so pretty.
Hardy of country singing fame, 35. Fiona Apple's 48.
Oh, boy.
Joe Don Rooney, Rascal Flatts, 50. Tyler Perry, 56, so I guess Madea, too?
Mm-hmm.
Or are they? Jeffrey Ross, 60, Roastmaster General. If you'll have a seat over here, Chris Hansen, 66 tomorrow.
Oh, dear.
The Cowboy from the Village People, 73. And Peter Cetera is 81 tomorrow.
Oh, what?
And then on Sunday, Deshaun Watson's 30. Rapper Nas, 52. Kimberly Williams Paisley. Happy birthday to her. 54. The actual Wendy of Wendy's is 64.
Love her. Inspo.
Pope Leo is 70.
Hey, hello. It's me.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
There's the whole weekend.